Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
which we love.
Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
Yeah, what's up, man?
It's like everyone's fucking talking about it.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it before. What is it?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. These, like... Oh, good. It's not a show. I've got to get fucking stuck.
Nah, it's one of these new Hollywood movies of like, oh, like rich people are bad and they're, you know, all this shit. Like this powerful rich family. But it's all bullshit because it's made by rich people. Anyway, welcome back.
There you go,
you
Dave.
Could, well, listen.
Dave's welcoming us back there. That was
listen,
nice.
Listen, you could argue that that's actually not the point of the movie.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's not.
So what's it, Saltburn?
Saltburn.
Yeah, the cinema.
It's you haven't missed a beat, have you, mate?
No.
You come back and yeah, it's the same old bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich people, fucking family, shit, whatever. Oh, no, I haven't seen a single thing of it.
So when we were talking about elements of it before, you were just nodding along.
Well, I've read a lot about it and I've heard about it.
Right.
There you go.
I watched the trailer.
There you go.
Those bits aren't in the trailers. In the trailer, let me tell you.
I took Evie Rose to the movies the other day and we left after 50 minutes because she fucking hated it so much.
What'd you say?
Wish. Some Disney movie, which was lame as fuck, in fairness to my daughter. It was shit. But I was like, fuck, we're already here.
And she hated it and left.
To the point where she was like... making a scene, I was like, I don't want to be in here. This is uncomfortable. Sometimes she gets scared, right? Because they're very fucking loud. There's a bit of that. But she was like, but the movie was shit. So I was like, I get it. This is no Toy Story we're dealing with here.
But she was saying, this is shit, I want to leave.
She was like, I don't like this movie. Let's go. And I had to, listen, I had to abide.
Sure.
How much do you reckon it cost me? You mean you're a cinema goer, but like for a fucking baby and an adult to go to Wish...
What'd you buy?
Just seats.
You didn't get popcorn in them?
Oh, yeah, you got popcorn.
Are you talking about the whole package?
The whole package. So tickets, popcorn, two waters, and a couple lollies.
$80?
I think it was like 100 or something.
Probably like $10 a water. Popcorn's probably fucking, I don't know, $15 or something. You went to fucking event cinemas at Bondi Junction, the most expensive place probably in the country. That wouldn't have helped your chances.
No, well, it would. Listen, it didn't help. No. And then we left to walk straight out of there.
Yeah. Well, money well spent, mate.
Yep.
Money well spent.
Yeah, money well spent. I haven't been to see a good movie for fucking ages, but who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck? Saltburn. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? What is it? Some new fucking Eyes Wide Shut thriller where...
No, I'll tell you what it was. It was a pause movie. Pause. You made Eddie Simpson had to hit the pause button a couple of times.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it at the cinemas or is this a...
Nah, it's just on. I was on Prime. We watched it on Prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not an ad, but...
No, not an ad.
You had to pause for a while, did you?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, multiple pauses for
Why?
Me. Because there were like bits where I was like, this is too much for my soul.
Yeah, right.
Too much for my soul.
How about...
You know of my
condition. No, I get it. You've got an affliction. And you know I've got afflictions of my own. We all have afflictions.
We have afflictions, we have conditions, we have diseases. Conditions
and afflictions. For those you don't know, because obviously we're breaking the fourth wall, which we, you know, we're big fourth wall guys, but we'll break it today. King Dribbler John Ingate sitting on the couch. I just love how quickly he's made himself comfortable here. Shoes off.
Yeah, he's got the shoes off. He has a condition. He sweats like, what is it, hydromedosis or something?
Hyperhidrosis. Yeah. You should. And
he doesn't leave the house without his own towel.
Him at the cricket, he was a wet little boy.
Listen, in fairness to hydromedosis over there, it's sweaty work up there.
It's sweaty work. It's hot and sweaty work up there, but it was, and that's obviously where it's unfortunate, right? Because it's hot and sweaty work for the best of us out there. Mm. But if you're a hydromedosis operator, you'd be drier if you were in the water.
Yeah.
Wrap your head around that.
Marinating that. He would have been better off having a shower.
Just walking around in a shower.
Yeah. Same effect. Mm. Obviously, you could argue it would have been better because he would have been cleaner instead of like this drowning dirty, in his own sweat. Mess,
yeah.
Your leader's lost. Leader's lost.
Well, you brush past him. You need to fucking dry, go dry yourself off. You know,
wouldn't take him long to fucking cut for a fire, would it? Just go to the cricket for half a day and job done.
Go over to the cricket. I mean, he's sweating on the couch. It's not that cold in there. Yeah, it is hot in here. Yeah, no, it is. It is hot in here. Don't you go fucking hydromedosing our couches, bro.
Yeah, keep your hydromedosis to yourself. Lay on the floor if you have to.
Yeah, your bag's packed. Your boots tied tight, buddy. You're off again.
Pack nothing.
Pack nothing.
Pack nothing. Done nothing. Yesterday was supposed to be like admin day. I was so fucking hungover yesterday. Don't know why. I often don't get that hungover. Like, I'll get floppy, obviously. I'll get, like, I'll lean into my lack of energy and I'll happily, gladly even stay in bed. But yesterday was, like, headache galore. Just fucked me up.
Kid was in trouble.
Don't know why.
Well, you obviously drank.
Drank a lot. But, like,
well, there you
go. Nah, but not more. Actually, not more than...
Maybe you're just growing up, dude.
Maybe.
You're very tonal today as well. Look, you got a lot of browns and like honeycomby browns and a little bit of lighter brown. You're like a fucking...
Tonal.
You're as tonal as it gets, dude.
Tonal today. Tonal day today, punters and dribblers.
You are as tonal as it gets. I'm just starting to drink it in. And my shirt's even a little tonal, but your tonal.
Kid's tonal. But yeah, off tomorrow. Very excited. Very pumped.
Yeah. Are you doing any podcasts while you're over there or are you doing no podcasts?
I think the idea was to do two.
Is in the Mondays?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Sweet. So you're going to have to pack your little travel kit.
I'm going to pack my little kit. Yeah.
Look, and I'm glad.
Put my laptop back.
I don't miss not having to use that thing. Even though I only used it once, I think, over the fucking... I fucking hate using that thing.
Well, it doesn't...
It doesn't work. No.
Couple of problems again behind. Is this a fourth wall thing too?
I don't know, man.
Even know what the fourth wall means.
Yeah, it's a
maybe. This is the third wall. Behind the third wall, punters and dribblers, is these. We've got these travel kits. When we travel, because we don't stop working, we work too hard. Obviously, just like an unquenchable thirst for work, punters and dribblers.
Yep,
can't stop, won't stop. We take these travel kits away with us. Now, you would expect in the year 2024, year of our fucking Lord and Savior, St. Peter Volandis, that the travel kit would just be plug and play.
Here you go. Bang. Here's fucking
or
beautiful.
Or plug and yarn, if you want to use a podcast reference. Now, we, in an effort to be as professional as possible, have fucking rigid-edge cameras. We've got lights that plug into the top of them. Guess how long the light lasts, fully charged? Have a guess. Answer, about 25 minutes. Not cutting it. How long do you reckon the camera lasts filming me? Probably 45 minutes before it'll just
maybe
30 minutes before it goes, you know what, I've had enough.
Camera
see
just
you later.
Shuts off.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon the mics that we got when we plug them in, do you reckon they work? Or do you reckon that the system we use online just goes, you know what, I'm going to recognize every single mic except that one.
Except the one you're using.
Oh, you know how it's popping up and it says H5 on the screen? See how I can, like, you can select it as an option for a microphone? Yeah, wait, go ahead and select that idea and then watch it not register.
No, it's not going to register.
It's not going to register. So just why don't you just flick back to your headphones?
Turn your camera off. Well, it'll turn itself off because it's out of battery. Flick over to the fucking camera that's built into your Mac and whack some AirPods in and just go fuck yourself.
You know what I might do?
Just take your laptop.
Just take my laptop and my headphones, and then let's just probably do that. Why? Because it's what we're going to do after 30 minutes anyway.
You may as well.
And it takes us 30 minutes to set up, so by the time we start, it's fucked anyway. Now, that's not a toddler problem, although you could argue it may be.
You could argue it is.
It's more just a let's get better technology.
Toddler.
In fact, I will just do that. I'm just going to take my fucking headphones and my computer.
Just do that.
Because it doesn't work, Tom. So what's the point?
And I mean, it's like fucking who cares? You know, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, if it were in Australia, I think it's better to do it because you can like afford to fucking lug a travel kit with you to Evoke or wherever the fuck you're going.
They're not light.
No, but to take it overseas, it's a bit of a ball ache.
Mm. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
In fact, well, I was happy to take it, but having sanded it out, having
that.
Nutted this thing out, Tom,
I wasted time.
I think we make the executive decision to put a pin in it.
Yeah.
But you will hear my dulcet tones overseas, punters and dribblers know that. My dulcet tones,
they are. But listen, new year, new us, new dreams, new goals, excitement. Everything's just fucking, you know, everyone's back at work essentially today. Unless you're a high-powered, like, radio person, I haven't heard them. They're all still on holidays.
Why? They wouldn't be back yet.
I mean, I don't know.
Second week in Jan, no
I
way.
I feel like that's when everyone goes back to work.
Nah, King Kyle wouldn't, no way.
No, and of course not. He's probably the only one I think he'd get away with it. But
he'd be having six of the best of.
This is when, you know, everyone essentially is back at work. Your city types.
City types essentially back this week. There was some city types back last week. There was city types back after Christmas.
I know.
27th sort of
sicko
stuff.
Sicko shit.
Real sicko stuff. Have a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror. Now, I understand that you could say, well, there's nothing to do and I want to take a fucking holiday later in the year, so I'm just going to pretend like I'm working and not do much. Yeah, I get that. But you still have that on your mind, on your body, on your soul during that period. You've got to pretend to be at work.
It goes quick, the period, the horizontal season. It's still technically horizontal season now.
It's not over yet.
No, but the silly, like that Christmas, New Year's season.
Oh, it's gone.
That goes quick. It just goes.
Do you hear that? Fucked up. Changing? I tell you what would be fucked, and my sister was telling me about this, and this is more of a nod, an acknowledgement to our Northern Hemisphere brethren. Imagine having the silly season for Christmas and then going into like cold January, fuck all going on, sun setting at 3:30 in the afternoon, bullshit. Like, that would be depressing as fuck.
Yeah, I know. Is it not that sort of like their Christmas and shit for them isn't as, it's like it's big obviously, but the whole hullabaloo around it is a little bit more like, it's not as grand maybe it is in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, but like it's festive as fuck. There's what, you know, there's a white Christmas, there's fucking,
that's,
you know,
what I mean though, right? But it's already cold and shit going in, so you're like, well, this is just what this is. I like, they've just had their summer, so it's like there's a part of me that's like, I wouldn't mind experiencing that. Obviously I like summer in Australia, right? This is where I want to be.
I like having it all the same time.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I like having festive season, silly season, horizontal season, summer season in the same
stacked
time.
On top of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of that. The great orgies of seasons we've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bukkake of seasons.
A seasonal orgy. I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe I'll have a little suck of fucking horizontal season. Maybe I'll have a little lick of fucking silly season.
Couple
you know
of fingers
I mean?
Into bloody.
Maybe I'll put some couple of fingers into fucking festive season.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
No, that's, I get that.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're into that sort of stuff, and so am I. I think most people are. But then, you know, you roll around to, I do actually find the idea of having a summer break middle of the year, even though that's when people go to Europe, but like, you know, in America and shit, it does feel weird.
Yeah, but we can do that here. In fact, a lot of people do that. A lot of people fuck off overseas.
No, I understand that. What I mean is that having like your hometown summer being like middle of the year, that's when they're like long, their big break is.
You'd prefer that?
No, I wouldn't prefer that.
No.
Fuck.
I was going to say it because it's sounding very un-Australian.
No.
Given the fact that we just wrapped the pukkake we've been having.
You're absolutely right. No, don't worry. I mean, I'm covered in festive load, dude. Don't worry about that. Absolutely drowning in it.
Yeah. And loving it.
Loving it.
Wiping it in sort of
thing. So you're going to, okay. So you're going to, yeah. You're going to Mexico tomorrow.
Going to Hawaii, en route to Mexico.
So yeah, right. So you're going to Mexico though.
Yeah, going to Mexico.
Because I mean, like
Hawaii, LA, Mexico.
But all in like one day, sort of thing, or like
nah, a couple of days, then 12 days.
Couple of days in LA. To do what?
We've got some friends over there.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That's fair.
New York. Probably not. It's too far, bro. It's a long way over there.
I imagine you aren't packing fucking.
But then, exactly.
Summer clothes.
Your wardrobe changes completely. You got to take fucking heavy jackets. You got to take pants. Now you're talking two bags. Mm. You're talking two bags now. Mm. That's what I did last time I went. Two bags. You're getting fucking It's $40 per extra bag to fly on fucking any airline over there. It's a joke. You got to carry them around. It's just admin. Admin through the arse. Probably not, John. Probably not. I appreciate you pushing, but unlikely. Highly unlikely.
LA.
I'm just going to lay. I'll be laying.
The whole time.
I'll be laying the whole time pounding books.
Pounding books.
Books and podcasts. I know that you give me these weird looks and think that I don't read at this time of year, but
No. This is the only time of year that you do read, is what you said. I was just more. I find that people like to make reading an identity or let you. I'm not saying that's what you do because you don't read, but you know, when people are like, just to like try, they want to let you know that they're reading. It's like,
readers,
relax,
readers
dude.
Are like vegans. Readers and vegans, same thing.
I think there's two. There's people who just read and just shut up about it, and they just read because they read. But then there's people who are like, dude.
Yeah, but there'd be vegans like out there that just vegan without vegan.
Sure, I think it's almost the same people are like when they want to start exercise, go to the gym. That's what the sort of shit you and I do, where we're like, oh, we're getting fit, we're getting this. Like, we'll tell people about it.
Yes.
You fucking want cunts.
We're in the content game.
Yeah, no, of course.
So we tell everyone.
We tell everyone everything.
Bit different.
No, it is. It's very different. But people who are like, dude, I'm just going to read so many books this year. That's my goal, is just to read like fucking 50,000.
If you are telling me that your goal this year is to read 50 books, I reckon you'll read 48. I mean, I reckon you'll read two and leave 48 on the table.
Yeah.
Unread.
Yeah.
If you're the sort of bloke, or Sheila, quite frankly, throwing out like, this is how many I'm going to read, you won't read jack shit. That's my prediction.
Fair. What books are you going to read, mate? You got any Eddie's Book Club fucking references?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking book club the punter and the dribbler.
How many think you can squeeze into 2 weeks? Steph read a book in a day yesterday. I
was Steph like, who?
My Steph. My wife.
Right. Well, Noah? I thought you might have meant Steph Allen, who is a noted reader, who I think fucking takes books to pound town. I wouldn't say that I'm a classically quick reader. I don't know where I'd fall on the words per minute scale, Tom. I've never tested myself. But I would imagine that I'm not quick, and I'm not quick because I don't read. You see what I'm saying here, punters and dribblers? I would expect that the more you read, the quicker you get. I'm certainly no skim reader. How many books am I going to get through? Dunno. I bought, so I got given for Christmas the new Iron Pilgrim book. Have you read Iron Pilgrim?
No.
Fucking great book. This is Eddie's Book Club. It's called Locust something.
Oh, this is called Pilgrim.
That's the original one. Sorry. He's back. He's back with a new delight.
Okay, a new groove, a New York groove.
A new New York groove, yeah. He's back.
So you're going to read I Am Pilgrim. What's it about?
I'm going to read the new one.
Okay, what's it about?
I don't know.
Is this like a series? Is this like fucking, you know, Harry Pilgrim, Potter 1 and 2? Or is
I
it
Am
like-
Pilgrim was like this fucking terror. He was like, it was basically this guy who was a terrorist and he was trying to fucking like kill the world and shit. Great book.
Kill the world.
It's called...
Sounds like something a child would say.
It's called The Year of the Locust.
Year of the...
Did you read Year of the Locust?
That's what I'm reading. That's what I'm going to read overseas.
So Year of the Locust you haven't read yet?
No, I haven't.
What's the first one called?
I Am Pilgrim.
Oh, my God. I thought you were saying the new one's called I Am Pilgrim.
You're an idiot. Keep up. See, everyone else is getting it except you I'm fucking not baby brain cunt.
Yeah, smooth brain.
Smooth brain.
Smooth brain. Yeah, cool, dude. Excited for you. That's fucking mad.
Thanks, bro. Truth. What are you going to do? Just hold down the fort?
Just hold down the fort.
Fort Birmingham?
Fort
Reeks Birmingham. Of heaps of Tiger Woods.
Well, no. Because I'm going to be looking after the kids.
Oh, right.
Just Steph's back in at work. I'm on kids duty a lot of Jan. So I'm only partially back.
So you're well, it's like nice dad month.
Dad month, yeah. It's dad month. The month of dad. And then also... There's some shit we're getting going for the start of Feb that I've got to wrap my fucking sack around.
Well, your smooth brain around.
My smooth brain. So that's sort of where I'll be.
We're also hiring.
That was what we're going to do. We got to fucking...
Listen, if you haven't heard back from us...
It's been fucking Christmas
and ask yourself why that would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ask yourself why. Don't sit there refreshing your fucking little Gmail.
No, don't send follow-up emails.
In the
going,
first,
hey, did
in
you
the fucking in, around this in silly season and horizontal season. Yeah. It's just nothing's been read, punters and dribblers.
Sorry, appreciate it, but like that's also
and also we weren't intending on hiring at that time of year. D or Dave left. He's abandoning us. So you know it was
just a quick. All right. Let's find someone to replace Dave.
Yeah.
And we'll basically, like, now, sure, we could just literally walk into the car park in there and grab someone and we'd be covered. But we're looking to, you know.
We're looking to elevate.
Yeah, we want to get better. So
we're looking to elevate.
We're making the process a little bit more, you know, stringent.
Well, I think considered. Are we taking a leaf out of, like, you know, Silicon Valley? We're going to have like 50 rounds, you know what I mean? You're going to come in and have one-on-one with all of us. You're going to do some little fucking finger yourself. Like, oh, some
finger yourself on camera.
No, some wank fest sort of like.
Wank on camera. Make yourself.
What are those, like, you got to do like these testing things where it's like, what type of personality are you?
Like the Myers-Briggs and stuff.
I had to do a personality testing thing for Steph once when.
Did you fail?
Well, it's not like a pass fail because I obviously have a personality. So it's not like, yeah, this guy doesn't have one. But
yeah, but like there'd be dead shit personalities they don't want.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, see, what it is, it was, it wasn't like, listen, like I didn't come up with dead shit, but there's ones where it's like you're more likely to, I think the personality test was a way to help people in her line of work, like, communicate effectively to certain people. So like you might have someone who's like, don't fucking be mean to me with feedback, and then there's someone who's a bit more like, yeah, I can cop criticism, or someone who's gonna be a bit more assertive in moments, or a bit more creative, or a bit more of this, a bit more of that. So it was like just finding where I was, and basically I was a sick cunt as well. That's what it said.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we believe that?
No, it's seriously, it sort of came back.
Came back sick cunt.
Sick cunt.
Yeah.
Certified sick cunt.
Right. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We should probably get you to do one.
Yeah, we should.
Tonal.
It'll come back tonal. Yeah. That sounds probably about right for me.
Brownish.
Come back tonal. Probably worth reminding the punter and the dribbler that 2024 is the year of the punter and the dribbler.
Congratulations to all of you. It's our year.
So, well done. Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause. And because it's the year of the punter and the dribbler, we have big dreams this year for all of us.
Yep.
We've got exciting news to share with you, not now, but there is news.
Yes.
But we have other exciting news as well.
Yes.
We'll be dropping in February?
Yeah.
February?
Yeah.
I'd say late February.
Well, we'll drop it pre-dropping it, if that, you know what I mean? Like the announcement.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon we just like, ta-da!
Yeah, look.
I think that would get tongues wagging.
The only problem is that the first one will be overseas. So? Well, it just won't look as like.
It also could.
True.
In the way that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, listen. I mean, we're obviously just
like in the bath and shit.
Yeah, well, fuck. yep. We're speaking in a lot of generalities here. People don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm getting horny for it,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, yeah, just wetting them up.
I'm wetting them up. For like early, like what? Yeah, late Feb.
I just reckon we can say one of them, and you won't say it, but like big news in the world of About Even.
Yep. Big news.
Say that.
Big news.
Say that.
Say that.
And then.
So, yeah, but that's, you know, that's only just scratching the surface.
That is just scratching the surface.
On what is going to be the biggest year of all time in the history of punting and in the history of dribbling.
Now, before we do get into a bit of sport, Eddie, given that it is in our title, punters and dribblers hats will be restocked. Well, not even restocked. What's left will be on sale. They won't be restocked for a while.
It's not the great time of year, but there's been a little bit of breakdown in communication between us and the warehouse, and like we're trying to get a final number on how many fucking
we've got to know how many are left before
and
you
we don't
them.
Know and so we can't actually sell them because we don't know how many we have. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Punters and dribblers,
the last thing that we want to do, we've got a vague idea of how many we have,
so we cut the sale last time because we were like, well, we just need to like
take stock here, quite literally, because there was fucking
quite literally need to make stock because
we bought them for like say 6 months worth of stock, and you sell it in 12 hours, you kind of go, okay, like this is getting a little bit beyond what we thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
Here.
Also, there wasn't great early feedback around the number of hats in the boxes that didn't align with the number that we had. There was also boxes missing that we haven't even got confirmation to have arrived.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
Your dads
were sent into one of the great panic attacks of all time, given that 50 million hats were sold in 12 hours and we weren't sure where the hats had gotten to after being told they were there.
Exactly. We were told there was a number of hats there that then it came became quite evident may not have been the case.
Now, they are all there. They've all arrived. Well, except for maybe one box. But that's
except
all
for maybe one box.
That's like fucking negligible. But what we're saying is the sale had to be pulled down, which was a little bit bittersweet for you and I because we were...
Oh,
because
no, because
we were charging towards one of the great fucking sellouts of
one of the
time.
Big, oh yeah, like one of the great big O's. Was
oh
like,
yeah, right, we man. Were gonna fucking
and we were pulled up short.
It was
blue-balled,
like, whip out the Verve and Woolies mud cake sort of territory.
Oh, I still count it.
No, I count it as well.
I count it as a big tick.
Yeah,
because it was trending that yes. way.
But we had to pull it down for the safety of everyone getting their shit.
Correct.
But so they'll be back in Jan. We're just trying to work out. And then they won't be back for a little while because they'll go and then it'll be maybe June-ish. We'll see how we go.
See it. We'll just have to see how we go. Yeah. There's no, we're not making any promises.
No, we're not. Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now you can follow along all of our bets in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
You mean, you know, wow, Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just gonna say you're gonna talk about the fucking profiles tab as no. well. You're gonna talk about the About Even group. Yeah.
About Even. That?
Yeah. How do you get in there?
That's what I said. Code Dribblers.
Oh, okay. There you go. Good. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallosport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler, and we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
Bit of cricket, Ed. Dave Warner, obviously now officially no more.
So is he only retired from Tests?
And one day is. But T20s
will keep ripping. When he's obviously going to fucking, he's still playing Indian Premier League, and you'd imagine a bit.
Oh, he's going to go, dude, I think he signed for like a Dubai IPL as well. Like he's a Dubai Premier League. Like he'll be going around there getting paid fuck loads of money to go and smack the shit out
Big
of
Big Bash as well.
Big Bash. That'll be good.
That would be good having him.
He'll be back. He'll be in this season.
Yep. And you would imagine doing full seasons for the foreseeable.
Well, he's 37. I don't know how many more you want.
Mate, like what, for 6 weeks work in your own country, just go swing the willow.
I'm with you.
But he's now on the scrap heap, so to speak.
Yep, I guess you could say that. He's just been
like
fucking,
you know,
he's just been broken down for parts.
I mean, it's happened to all the greats.
It has.
You know what I mean? Ricky Ponting was fucking stripped down and sold off. And, yeah. You know,
piece by piece.
Piece by piece. Now someone owns the muffler. Yeah. Someone owns the
forearms.
The chassis.
Yeah.
And it's just what happens, punters and dribblers. When you get to a certain age, you become unwanted.
The athlete's life cycle.
That's exactly right. You get broken down for parts and you get fucked off. And then your mind gets stripped of information.
Mm, for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. Until that too deteriorates to a point where...
You become a joke or a
meme. You're shoved in a home and people you met 2 days ago wipe your ass and you've forgotten about.
Well, yeah, no one wants your parts then.
No.
You're basically en route to the grave or the...
Or the crematorium.
The crematorium.
That's right. The final stage of life, yeah. I think it's
well, you know what
as.
That is? It's that's when you're melted down for parts. It's basically you're melted down and just like you're recycled. Because you just go back into the fucking...
Yeah. You go back into... Well...
You're back into the bloody the ecosystem.
Circle of life.
So would you prefer to be cremated or buried?
Buried.
Now, why?
I will explain to you why, Tom. If you'll give me a moment.
I will.
Now, I, punters and dribblers, have this thought. I want to be buried like on a hill somewhere, right? That ideally...
Mount Simpson.
Mount
We're going to get a mountain.
Ideally, there'll be a fucking beautiful, quaint, green hill somewhere that is in my family holdings.
Yeah.
Called Mount Simpson, at least colloquially.
Yeah.
And then a hole will be dug, hopefully beautiful, rich soil so the going's not too tough. I'll be fucking thrown in with a seed of a tree, potentially like a willow or something.
Okay.
I get eaten by the seed. I become the tree. Because you can't eat off Mother Earth. You can't fucking have your cake and eat it too, so to speak, and not give yourself back to for others to eat on you. Like getting burnt, you're just turning your energy into heat. You're cheating. And I just think it's a bit uncouth.
Do you know that apparently, though, the way that humans are, like, embalmed and shit now,
I don't know about getting embalmed. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just, like, generally speaking, from my very little knowledge on...
Embalming.
...the fucking funeral home game.
Yep.
But, like, whatever they do to your body, and they put shit, like, India, like, they put liquid in there to preserve you, I think, because until you're ready to fucking... get buried or burn or whatever, but like, well, buried. They put something in there where like nothing's eating you, and they put you in a box that fucking, you know, it takes a while for anything to get
in. But you don't
need
to be put in a box.
No. There are some like more green options, I think, where you can like put me in just like some cardboard.
Do you even need that?
I think at a funeral it's a bit fucking confronting to just roll a corpse into a fucking...
Well, I don't think people need to be watching. Yeah, but I get what you mean.
Well, you're at the funeral.
I get what you mean.
Just stick a bloody 2x4 under your wedge in there.
Or just like...
Like you're trying to...
You know, like you take the legs, I take the hand, we'll just swing this bloke
swing
in. Yeah, I can understand how that probably look a little confronting. Well, you just go the eco option, Tom. The highly biodegradable box that's... probably got 6 months at best.
And maybe fucking pack your asshole full of seeds. Like, don't just put one in there.
No. Let's not take any chances.
Nah, fill you up with willow
fill
seeds.
Fill me up with willow seeds. Fill me up with willow seeds.
Yeah, I think that's what we do.
Yeah. One more fill.
Yeah, exactly. One last ride.
The willow ride. So that's sort of me. I don't know what David Warner's thinking, but I think... from a cricketing sense, given his stature in the game, I almost still feel like he's been mounted on a wall.
Yeah, I think he's been taxidermised.
His skin has been slipped onto some sort of mold.
Yeah.
Much like our friend up there, the stag.
Katoni.
Katoni has been slipped onto some sort of mold. I believe that's how they do it.
Yeah.
So too is David Warner, and hung on the fireplace, above the fireplace of greats.
Yes, that's where.
Or the fireplace of greats.
Or like on the Christmas tree of greats. Like
on the
Christmas tree
decoration. Yep. Okay, so it's quite a tree.
Oh, yeah, it's a big tree.
It's quite a tree to hold up, you know.
It's a pine. It's a big old pine of fucking,
of
consequence.
Okay, so he's on the Christmas tree of greats, and he is there. I think it's worth fucking reminding the punter and the dribbler.
It's It's been nice to see everyone put their photos up on Instagram, you know, shouting them out. You see Stuart Broad did it in like one of the most alpha things ever, where it's like, congrats, bro. Like, I fucked you your entire career.
Is that what he wrote?
No. But the mere fact of doing it is like, do you know what I mean? It's almost like, yeah, I had my way with you for your entire career. It's that photo. Broad's in the foreground, basically just bitching him already. Like, look at the height difference there.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge. That's a huge
high. A very entertaining test match career, David Warner. I loved our battles over the years. Walking off our the SCG is a special way to go. Congrats. And then I just, in the comments, it was like, don't know what you call them, battles. You fucking humped the shit out of him.
Yeah, I think battles is probably a bit of a loose term. Well, it's inaccurate, I think, is probably a better way of putting it.
But, like, don't you reckon from that, like, it's like all class or class from Brody? I'm like, is it classy from Stuart, or is Stuart just being like...
I think Stuart is...
It's a nice way to seem classy without actually having to be classy. Like, he's getting more out of it, I think, than anyone else.
I think, well, listen, if I'm just evaluating the photo, he's got his hands on his hips, he's towering above him, but David Warner's laughing. So he hasn't got one where his fucking middle stump's gone flying 30 metres, right?
Of course not.
Which would have been... Uncouth in the extreme. A little, you could almost say, tacky. But what he's done is he's got one where they're having a more jovial moment, a rare jovial moment, I think you'd probably say. And Broad, I think, is respecting his career, Tom, but also the fact he's putting it up is reminding everyone that he humped him for his entire career.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to be forgotten about.
Because, like, not everyone's put him up, right? I've seen Sachin put one up, which I thought was cool. The great Sachin Tendulkar, Eddie, in case you didn't. Then it's basically been Australians.
No, I know you're talking about.
Then it's basically been Australians. So I'm like, for Broad to put it up, the only thing that links those two, other than the fact they played against each other, is that one of them fucked the other one in the ass for the entirety of their career.
Correct.
And so, like, I don't know if any other English have put it up. I'd be shocked if there was many, if any. Shout describe. That one seems a little bit like it's a not so subtle like flex.
Well, that would is Warner his bunny?
Yeah.
In terms like no, as in globally.
Yeah.
You'd imagine so.
No one has got Warner as much as
he. But almost, has Broad got more scouts from anyone else? Surely not.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, look, he could have, but I don't. They play a lot, you know. But he almost had the record with Warner for the most. For the biggest bunny of all time.
Yeah, no, Warner's number one. 17 times has got Warner out. The next best for Broad is Steve Smith, 11 times.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. Big time bunny.
Would have been fucking hilarious if he'd put up a photo of David Warner with like some bunny ears on.
I was going to say, like, or as a bunny.
As a little rabbit.
Like an AI. Make David Warner look like a bunny rabbit. And put that up. That would have been so fucking punchy.
That would have been good.
Would have absolutely loved that. But, you know, I think Broad's earned it 17 times.
No, he's earned it for sure.
17 times allows you to put up a photo taking the piss,
yeah.
I think.
Yep. It's a fuckload. But now we're obviously, we just move straight on, right? And basically, as of the 17th of January, David Warner ceases to exist in my mind as a test cricketer from the standpoint of the test side.
Well, he's no longer in it, Tom.
No.
So that's you've made a reasonable point there that as of the next test, David Warner not going to be in it.
Yeah.
Which means they need to pick someone else. Did I hear Steve Smith potentially opening the batting?
He put his hand up.
See, that's caught me off guard a little.
Yeah, it has. But I actually like it.
But is this not the time to be bringing someone else in? That opens the batting? Because Steve Smith, worth reminding, isn't who he was.
Yes, I hear you.
He's not who he was.
No, I hear you.
And to send him up to face the new nut, Tom, the ball with all the lacquer, is an interesting one to me.
I read an article today from the great and the powerful Robert Crash Craddock. In the Men's Women's Weekly. Now, I didn't write down any of these stats, but he...
But you committed them to memory,
I committed them absolutely, top to bottom to memory. Basically, he was saying Steve Smith's stats when coming in the first 10 overs is averages of like 50 or 60. And then it's like in the first five overs, in the six overs, like he's actually got a very good average over his career coming in very early when batting at number three, when he was a number three.
Yeah, well, Marnus said something similar when he was asked about Smith opening. So Marnus said on SCN, he goes, Smith averages 58 at 5, 61 at 4, and 67 at 3. So it seems like the higher he goes, the more he averages. He really wants to do it. He wants that motivation. Waiting to bat is not his forte. He wants to get out there straight away.
And that,
they're all reasonable points, but a lot of the information they're drawing from is like when 64 average Steve Smith fucking 100, double fucking triple, like different guy.
He is only 34 though.
I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about what we've been seeing from him lately.
Maybe he needs a change. Maybe he needs to be up the order.
Well, they, you know what they say about change, don't you?
It's as good as a holiday.
That's what they say. Yeah.
It improves your average.
I'm more than happy for Stephen Smudge Smith, a face smudged
irrevocably
at birth, to go up and to see New Nut and to plunder and to scratch his unscratchable itch by getting out there first.
Mm.
Happy to see it. But he is 34. He hasn't been in great fucking form lately. Should we be bringing in someone that we can, like, you know, roll out for the next however long?
Yep, I hear you. Now, the problem, or at least as I'm hearing it,
the issue,
is that they want to get Baggy Green back in the side.
By the way, as evidenced by the fact that he was out there.
Yeah, I thought that was very unfair, that video you put up of Cam Baggy Green. And I'm glad that people realised it was you and not me. Because look, obviously you're not a big trainer, not a big athlete guy. I know you like rode apparently, but like that was a man just coming back from injury. He's just keeping himself prime.
Mate,
sprint your heart out sort of stuff.
Listen. This is where I saw it. We're at the SCG. We're day four. Warner retiring. There's been whispers that Smith's going to open the batting. So Green potentially coming back into the side. Understand he's coming back from injury. But he goes out onto the middle.
I actually don't even know if he is coming back from injury now that I think about it.
Whatever. He goes out onto the middle in front of the fucking people on retirement day and starts getting extras in. And all I was saying was that was an opportunity in front of the people on the cameras at lunchtime to send a message, to go, this is how fucking ready I am. Mm. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to fucking bury myself. Now, yeah, obviously I'm not a fucking trainer and all these dickheads come in here with like, oh, he's actually running like math fucking centric fucking. I'm like, cunt, woo up. All I'm saying is he comes out onto the fucking SCG. He could have done this in the fucking nets. Nah, wants to come out and do it in front of the people. On telly, wants to send a message. That's how I read it. And I thought if he went out there and buried himself in the hot Australian sun, that says to everyone watching, Cam Green here, absolutely ready to do a job for the nation. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
And that's how I saw it.
That's how you saw it. That's how the kids saw it.
Simple as that.
Mm. Obviously didn't hear about his fucking debilitating kidney disease that he's had since he was a child. And, you know, maybe the training's just about...
missed an opportunity. Simple as that. He missed an opportunity to wow us all.
Yeah, well, to wow you. And that's not one you should be passing up.
Oh, no, yeah. Never pass an opportunity to wow me.
Nah.
Because once you've wowed me,
you can stay wowed for a while. Takes a lot to unwow you. But then, so you get Smudge up the top, Baggy Green back down at four. That's, you know, I don't hate that. But then I know what you mean. Like, you get an opener in there who can be there for a while. But Smudge, if he goes all right, has a few more years left in him. Got a couple in him, doesn't he?
Oh, if he goes well. Yeah, yeah. The concern with Smudge, Tom, always was, and you and I, big cricket guys, remarked on this in the prime years, that were he to lose his hand eye, he's in big trouble.
Because
he's all hand eye.
Is it? They say that eye is the first thing to go. Is that what it is?
I believe so. Strength the last on.
Power, strength.
Power. Power and strength.
Power, strength. What about how David Warner, like I don't entirely know what's happened here, and I don't know whether you will, Edward. I'd be shocked if Dave does. But his baggy green just came back.
Whispers going around. Whispers I was hearing. Boots on ground at the SCG day four, retirement day. Whispers doing the rounds that he left him in the room. His hotel room.
And what? So they were just at the hotel?
Mm. And he's given fucking Qantas one of the great bashings all time. and then in, some would say, Warner fashion, sort of like, isn't prepared to
own it.
Again, this is all whispers on the winds, punter and dribbler. No, these are all whispers on the winds.
Well, there might be more than whispers. Sydney Morning Herald put out an article yesterday which says Cricket Australia revealed on Friday that a backpack with both baggy greens had been found at the team hotel.
Yeah.
And it's
which
been
is why they couldn't find it on the cameras.
And it's been widely speculated that it was a case of a prank gone wrong.
A prank gone wrong. Oh, by the boys?
Potentially.
Or was left in the room.
See, prank gone wrong does get David out of it a little bit because he can be like, I didn't fucking have anything to do with this.
You could also argue as well that those rooms get cleaned as soon as you fucking leave, and you would think that they would go, this backpack is obviously been left behind. Maybe get on the blower to the fucking whoever organises the rooms for the team.
Interesting.
Or basically what it seems to have been is it's got absolutely nothing to do with Qantas and Qantas baggage handlers.
No.
Who were given a very public spanking, I believe tagged three times in the original post, which some could say
Warner tagged him
three times in the same post. You could argue he's probably a little, maybe potentially overkill. Then Chappelle comes in from the back.
Chappelle buries Qantas there.
And I think we all get a bit of a we all giggle out loud at that comment. But
shout out to Chappelle, though. That's fucking great.
Then raise a cursory eyebrow, going, really, Chappelle? Are we still doling that line out?
All right, listen.
Are you team Chappelle?
Lie till you die, dude. If Chappelle feels that way, deny till you die.
I think she's come through the same fucking system a lot of us have, which is deny till you die. Yeah. And the onus not on me.
You know what,
although
dude,
the courts were pretty, you know,
well,
unequivocal also, in their decision.
Balinese courts, not exactly. I don't want to get them offside, though.
No, listen, I wouldn't be getting the Balinese courts offside. I don't think it's not worth it.
Why? For what reason?
Are you going to die on that hill?
For Chappelle? Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't do it. But back to the deny till you die, I did Shaggy's early 2000s hit It Wasn't Me came on the radio the other day. Yeah. I listened to it fucking start to finish.
Yeah. Well, he's banging on the bathroom floor, wasn't he?
Then she caught me on camera. It wasn't me. Yeah. That's someone committed to deny till you die in the face of overwhelming evidence.
Yeah. No. Someone else slipped into my house and pounded that broad. Yeah. It wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. She stayed until it was over.
It's good.
Yeah, it's
good from Shaggy. No, but Shaggy knew what was up, and so does Chappelle.
That comment from Chappelle is like Hall of Fame stuff.
And also, you could argue, so does David Warner, who's not prepared to admit anything, just goes, I got it back. Thanks, Qantas. I believe tagged him in the found the video video.
Thanked Qantas.
Yes.
Even though evidence would suggest.
Dave checking that for me.
Qantas has absolutely nothing to do with
it. I think potentially behind the scenes, if I'm just going to play it as I see it, steal me on an argument, potentially? Is that...
We aren't sure yet. We're not sure. We're working on it.
He didn't tag Qantas, but he mentioned them.
He mentioned them.
What did he say?
He said, I'm very pleased and relieved to let you know that my baggy greens have been found, which is great news. Thanks to all involved, and I'm extremely grateful. Qantas, the freight company, our hotels and team management, thanks you.
I think potentially there was, behind the scenes... potentially an upset Qantas, who I believe sponsors the side when they travel overseas, going, oi, 10.2 million you've got? and you've given us one of the great undressings, one of the great spankings all the time.
Yeah.
Gonna need you to walk that back.
You guys flying first or business wherever you go around the world, fucking nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've just fucking given to us raw.
You've raw dogged us and our baggage handlers. Yeah, who don't deserve it. They've been raw dogged by Qantas, let alone, David himself.
Yeah. No lube involved whatsoever. Would have been nice if some was used. That's potentially why we've seen a David Warner level apology.
Well, where it was like, I'm going to thank everyone I accused without acknowledging
who
did it or didn't do it.
And where'd it come from.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tag
you. Because you'll notice the hotel was thanked, who I don't think came into questioning originally.
No, but, I'm also not going to tag Qantas after tagging them three times in my original post.
No. Why would I do that?
It's such a when you go off too early on something and then you realize you're wrong and you're like, oh, fuck.
Like a fight with the missus and then you cool down and you go, ooh.
Yeah.
Got that wrong.
Got that one wrong. Thank you to everyone involved.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to apologize for anything.
But he has found them, thank God.
Thank God, dude.
Thank God. David Warner now has three baggy greens.
Someone was saying that could have almost been a ploy just to get one, getting a third.
We were saying, do you reckon, what are the chances of him maybe selling the third one, donating to charity? What do you reckon it's like?
Well, if you donate to charity, it's like...
What do you reckon he's just going to hang on to it?
I mean, he does have a pretty, from the photos that he showed us, a pretty hectic trophy room. Three baggies. Like the fucking holy trinity of baggies. You got your two that he never wears and then his fucking one down under glass.
This is my retirement baggie.
And it's a story. Oh, this one Qantas stole, and then I had to get it back.
Yeah, I got this because Qantas stole two of them.
Stole two of them, and then,
obviously that mail may not be true, but it's not a lie if you believe it.
Correct.
As the great George Costanza said.
What's your truth? My truth is that Qantas stole it.
But he'll be missed, David.
He will be missed.
He'll be missed. He goes. He went out there many, many times, punters and dribblers, and just spanked teams.
Well, his last innings was great.
Yeah.
That 57 or whatever it was.
Reverse sweeps and shit in there.
It was just getting out there, getting it done, iced the game. Was it nice there being at the SCG?
It was nice being there at the SCG. The farewell ovation didn't reach any great crescendo. I'll say that. No crescendo reached, but it was nice to be there to celebrate a great career, Tom.
Yeah, I don't
think... Over a few drafts.
No one was bloody... No one was chanting his name.
There's no whistles.
Is anyone going like, Warner?
No.
I think that would have been maybe too much.
No chance. But yeah, nice to be there. Mm. See the end of a great career.
And another Sydney test done. Is next year India?
Yep.
India, we need to book that in for the rest of our lives.
India then England.
Yeah. I'm already booking that one of those tickets in, by the way, if I don't already have my own by next summer.
Well, you won't have your own.
No, so. I won't. But, who knows?
So you'll
who
need knows? To, well...
Who knows?
Maybe gifts now from now on.
What do you mean?
Maybe you buy me something nice.
No, I'll pay for it. I'll just pay for the ticket, secure it.
Oh, you can't.
I'll pay you.
You'll pay me.
Well, don't you have to pay an annual fee for each one?
Yep.
Yeah, well, bang, there you go. Daddy's locked in.
For the test?
No, I'll just pay you for the year's worth of fucking...
Years worth of what?
What? Don't you have to pay an annual fee for?
Yeah, but you can't
have
a ticket. There aren't any available to you for purchase.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to. We're gonna have to change that.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm not gonna pay you for the test. Right. Because that wouldn't be reasonable.
Well, it's unlikely.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna pay you for the test.
Though, right. Well, I'm saying for the test, India and England, the two big ones, maybe a gift. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I think that'd be show a bit of class.
But are you paying for all of them? Or are you just getting them given to you?
I pay for two.
Okay. So a gift might be
I pay for two every year.
Okay.
Well, but one of them is my wife's.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
And she's not going to give it to you.
No, of course she's not.
No.
But for the cricket.
For the cricket she will. Yeah. Yes. So maybe her, maybe she needs a gift.
Yeah, she probably needs a gift, not you.
We actually got it. They got us a gift.
Who?
Ella and Steph for Christmas. It's in the car. You're going to love it.
Am I?
Yep.
Just saw that fucking humidifier that rocked up. The fucking humidifier. The
humidor.
Cigar humidor. Phenomenal.
Jason and fucking Jorge, bro.
Can you chuck it to us, Johnny? Please. Put him to work. May as well.
Kenneth.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Look at this thing, dude. Punching on that tobler. Now, what's that called again? When they
hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphs, Eddie. Embezzled or some shit? Or like a couple of cigars in there. Now, yeah, have you smoked some already?
We smoked one, yeah. Jason and I and Jorge smoked one. Smoked one with each of its life.
Now, they are maintaining. We were looking at this before, right? Can you look up, Dave, like what temperature or what percentage humidity you need to have cigars at? It's at 50% humidity right now. We're looking a little bit before, but it's maybe like the type of.
So some some humidifiers actually do have like an electrical component that keeps them at like a certain fucking humidity. But like there's ones like that which rely on the material used, like cedars and shit.
Right.
Yeah, it says here 70% relative humidity and 21 degrees Celsius is the ideal condition.
We're fucking 20% down on there. They might
it's a bit dry.
It should be between 68 to 74%.
Yeah, that's dry.
We're at 50 exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Is 50 okay? 50...
Like, they don't feel completely crispy 52? Dry.
52?
But they don't feel...
I mean, it's not ideal. It says the ideal range is 68 to 74.
But is 52 okay? Or is that absolutely not on?
Well, it doesn't sound like it's great, Edward.
Interesting. But listen, it's a beautiful present anyway.
It is a beautiful
I don't want to smash anyone.
No, we're not, it's not a criticism of the present. No. It's about like what do we do to get that thing to where we need it to be.
Okay, it does say here, if you plan to age the cigars more than 10 years, having a relative humidity of 50 to 55% will allow the cigar to age and not lose its taste all over that period of time.
I'm not looking to age it.
We're looking to smoke them.
Yeah.
We're looking to smoke the fuck out of them. We will be backyard blitzing our little area.
Yeah. That'll be a fun little 2024 project. We're going to do a 2024
I'll show backyard you. Blitz. I'll show you in a sec. It's fucking dribbly out there.
Yeah, it's good. Is there anything else cricket-wise that we're sort of missing? Pat Cummins is good. We won.
Yeah, kicking captain. Hasn't lost a fucking test at home, apparently. As captain. 3-0, 3-0. Bloke's a fucking specimen, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he can play cricket.
No, he can. Pakistan were better than I thought they'd be.
Player of series.
Player of the series.
Big time stud. Pakistan, yeah, probably worth giving them a little bit of acknowledgement, Tom. They made an interesting series of it.
Made a game of it.
Like, obviously, we fucking pounded them into the earth because that's what we do. We're Australian and we're playing in Australia in summer.
Get used to it.
But they actually made a bit of a fucking fist of it. Like, it wasn't like we just you know, humped them into the earth and off we went. Like, there were moments that we needed to show a bit of chutzpah, a bit of ticker, which obviously we did.
Well, the country boy, Josh Hazlewood, yep. 3-1 over. You know what I mean? That was when it was like, oh, we need to turn the tide.
Three wicket maiden. Good Lord. That's what it's all about, punters and dribblers. Yep. But they went all right, Pakistan, and credit to them, because after the first test, it felt like it could have been biblical.
That Amir Jamal, I don't know why this is for me. Firstly, congratulations to him. Great fucking debut series. Anytime I hear the name Jamal... Well, actually, I don't even know if it's any time, whether it's just been with him in this test. I can't help but think about that journalist that was killed in fucking Saudi Arabia.
Was his name Jamal?
Jamal Khashoggi?
Yeah.
Every time I hear the name Jamal, I'm just like, I can't get it out of my head. And I don't know what that's about. It's a me thing, obviously.
You don't go to Jamal Idris?
No.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I was thinking about other Jamals. Yeah. I was thinking about other Jamals.
I go to Jamal Idris like that.
Jamal Idris, Jamal Murray, if you're a bit of an NBA fan, sorry to dunk on you.
Jamal Fogarty,
Raiders number 7.
Oh, there's Jamals out there. Don't worry about that. Great name, Jamal. Dior, can you look up why it is that Pakistan use their first names, like on the back of their shirts,
on the scoreboard
and stuff? And then it got me thinking when we were out at the cricket, Tom, around like how it would look for us if we had the same thing. There's just something about Hazelwood's name just being Josh got a 3-wicket maiden that I quite like.
Oh, do you?
Like, because it's so dribbly.
Yeah, it's very dribbly. I don't...
Like, imagine having Josh on the back of your name.
So, so...
Yeah, I like it
so, too. So, is Bubba Azam, for example... Is his name actually Azam Bubba? Or is his name Bubba Azam?
His name's Bubba Azam, isn't it?
I don't know.
But he has... But they have the first name on the back. Or is that actually his last
That's
name?
That's what I don't... Now I'm all fucking at sea. And is it just Pakistan that do that, or does India do that as well?
No, it seems like some... There was one, I'm reading more about it, but South Indians may also use their first names. There's a few people that are saying, like, some of it does come down to preference. Like, some players are just like, I'd prefer to have this name on it, but I'm just reading more about it.
Do you know
it.
The dumbest thing that I think I've ever heard? Now, this is my opinion here. Reach out if I'm off here.
Like, if you look up at the scoreboard and it says Pat just took a fiver...
But you don't know who the fuck that could be. Pat Cummins. It could be Pat someone else. You might have two Pats in the team.
You know what I mean?
Jarch, friend of the show. I've probably ripped him about this before.
Jack.
He calls your first name your front name, and then your last name your is it back name? Second name?
Yeah.
I don't think he calls it second name.
No, it's...
He calls it front name and back name or something.
Like. I think it's... He definitely says front name.
Yeah.
He doesn't say first name. He says front name, which is particularly bogan.
Dude, that's like the dumbest... That I don't understand.
Well,
like,
it's local primary stuff.
But it doesn't even feel like bogan. It just feels like... Like stupid.
Well, it's dumb. Yeah, it's dumb. It
My
feels
front
like,
name.
Yeah. It's like, you know... I wouldn't be shocked if Floyd Mayweather said that as
well.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Whether it correlates directly to like reading level.
Yeah. Exactly. Floyd can't read, for those of you who don't know.
So there's
Jack Edward Archdale, bit of a weird one there. Make of that what you will, puns and dribblers. Yeah. Is it bogan? Is it just stupidity?
Yeah.
There are a few different reasons. So one of them comes down to the fact that some of them have similar names. Like there's... especially like India and Pakistan, there's a few Shahs, there's a few Muhammad, so you've got Rizwan, which is why they sometimes have their last name, sometimes their first name, but it also does come down to just like different cultural naming conventions. So there's more emphasis given to your name rather than your family name. I don't think there's one specific reason, which is why some of them have their last name and some of them have their first name. It's mostly like, personal preference.
Look, I'm still no closer to knowing how to say Bubba Azam's name or if it's Azam Bubba. It doesn't feel right being Azam Bubba.
I think it's Bubba Azam.
So do I.
But is it even Bubba or is it Baba?
Did you used to watch Baba back in the day?
Yeah, the elephant.
The elephant, the prince elephant.
Was he a king or a prince?
He was a prince, I think.
Well, Bubba Azam's name is actually Muhammad Bubba Azam.
There you go. So we actually get more confused. We get more confused, punters and dribblers. All I'm saying is I think it would be pretty funny if on the back of Cummins' shirt it said Pat, and Pat took a fiver, sure. And Pat got man of the match.
Sam Kerr out of the Olympics.
What's happened?
ACL.
Fuck. That's not good.
It's not good. Could I throw a cat amongst the pigeons? Can I?
Yes.
I can? And I'm basing this off of vague memory and a loose understanding of anything. I felt like we were better in the World Cup when she wasn't playing. Except for that goal, which was obviously one of the best things I've ever seen and one of the best moments in my sporting fandom life. So, like, I love her. What I mean is this isn't about, like, Sam Kerr shouldn't be in the side, but I love that I'm a fucking Matilda's expert after a fucking few games. But, like, does this give our girl Mary a bit more, like, just I'm stepping up. I'm the main bitch now. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that Mary and her, they complement each other because they play different positions. So,
but I found Mary was never getting the fucking pill. Wasn't that our main gripe? Was like Mary needs more pill. Now they're trying to find Mary. It's Operation Find Mary.
Operation Find Mary.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I know what you're saying. It's just the fact that she barely fucking played, except in that semi where she scored that sick goal.
It was fantastic.
Against England, who unfortunately were too good for us that night, Tom. They were.
They just
far too good for us. Put us to the sword in the end. I feel sorry for Sam, but it does provide a unique opportunity, Tom, for Mary to elevate herself again, to go up through the gears
yeah.
and to win gold for the nation. That's what we want.
That's what we want.
That's what we need. Mm-hmm. We need gold, Aussie gold, more of it. As much gold as we can get. Now, it's in Paris, so the fucking time zone for us, I think, is going to be awful, which is great.
Maybe just someone to send us over.
Maybe just send us over for the 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
with our families.
With our families in something really nice, and only the best seats will do.
A chateau. Leave the family at the chateau.
Nannies.
You and I, we're off to the big smoke to go yep. and fucking cover the Olympics.
Yep. And then, you know, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then we go back to the chateau for a week, and yep. then we come home.
Down south.
Yep. That's right. South of France.
Yeah.
Chateau.
Yep. Escargot.
Chateau de South.
Yeah.
Escargot, yeah. Fucking all that stuff.
All that good stuff.
Champagne.
Correct.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep. Yep.
And that should do. So whoever wants to foot that bill, please get in touch. info@hellosport.com.au.
Yeah, send us over.
We will be fielding offers.
Obviously, we're going to need to see the chateau before we can.
We're going to need to see the chateau. Obviously, I mentioned off the top, first class is how we like to travel, if not private. Up to
yep.
you.
Yep.
Up to you.
But up to us.
Send the bombardier. Is that the fucking...
What the fuck is a bombardier?
Is that the fucking... Is that a jet? Anyway.
I feel like a bombardier is like a warplane.
Maybe it is. Send it, though.
Can you... What's a bombardier? I think that's where bomber jacket came from. No, I don't know if that's true. That's just a vibe.
It's the name of a lot of companies.
No, we'll get Bombardier Aircraft.
Send the Bombardier.
Send the Bombardier. This could be anything, this thing.
Oh, no, a Bombardier or like Bombardier, as it's spelt, it's a military rank. So it's a person in the military. Equivalent to corporal.
So it's not even a plane.
No.
But maybe he'll be our pilot.
I think there are types of planes called Bombardier, but they're right, named we'll, after the
Yeah, we'll get those rank. Planes yeah. up. Let's see what they look like.
It looks like it's a brand of plane. Oh, I think it's a private jet.
Hang on. Has he pulled this out of the fire?
Our business jets are the most comprehensive in the industry.
Say that again. I missed it.
That our business jets are the most comprehensive in the industry. Send it's the a brand of private jet.
Send them.
Send them.
Send the Bombardier.
Send the Bombardier with a Bombardier driving that thing.
And we'll wear Bombardier jackets.
And we'll wear Bombardier jackets and drink Cristal. That's the offer.
Or Verve and Mudcake.
Up to you. We will be... We'll make ourselves available. We'll make ourselves free for September, is it?
Yep.
Anyway, devastating news, Sam Kerr. But... The show must go on, Tom. Yeah. It's as simple as that. I'm excited to win more Aussie gold this year, just from an Olympics perspective. Happy to see Harry, like pumped to see Harry Garside win gold for yep. the nation.
Did you see the photos over the off season of, because like, we obviously broke the fucking foul clearing news, right? We don't dine out on it. We've let it go. That was last year's news.
Listen, we don't flog a dead horse.
We don't flog a dead horse. The horse is dead. But, the media do, and they fucking, did you see them like getting papped? Like, I couldn't tell if this was like one of the great media stunts of all time by them and their sponsor, Adidas, or whether this was legit one of just the most like unnecessary followings of Nathan and fucking Mary. They were just like kicking fucking soccer balls and footy balls at the park, but they were head to toe in Adidas. I know they're sponsored by them, but like these photos were like, they were fucking, they couldn't have been more.
That's a media opportunity.
But that video, the quality of that video alone was like HD.
Yeah.
And the bloke was like at least 100 metres away from
it. That's what I mean. I'm like, do you... It's an interesting world you're wading into if you're starting to do fake shit.
Well, money talks.
No, I know. But, you know, like Adidas is like, hey, can we pretend like you guys are...
They're both head-to-toe in Adidas, head-to-toe.
Head-to-toe, and they had a footy and a fucking soccer ball.
And they were both Adidas?
Yeah. Oh, no, the balls weren't. The soccer ball might have been, but the footy was just a Steedon.
Yeah, they don't make footy balls. It's just a little...
The quality of the photos was too good, but they had it in the paper like they papped them.
What boots has Cleary got on?
Adidas.
Yeah.
Hey, they're both Adidas. That's where the ice cream date happened.
Yeah, right. Just making sure. Just
gone off the screen, Dave.
Yeah, this website only lets you show the video, not the photos from the article.
Fuck it. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they are Headstone Adidas. Mary wearing Nike socks. That's the only non-Adidas thing that there is.
Maybe not.
That the Nike socks is a big maybe not.
She's wearing Nike socks.
Are you
no, she's
sure
not wearing
that?
Socks.
Yeah, yeah. In these photos here, she's wearing Nike socks. They're very small, but they are Nike socks.
Well, then,
look at this,
then,
though. Look at this fucking gifted couple. But like,
I think they're just having fun.
Yeah, but don't you reckon that's? I look and good, great. I mean, then leave them alone. But like,
they've just gone down a train, haven't they?
Yeah, it says here, the couple, believed to be staying together in Penrith, travelled to the local oval and battled it out for about an hour, exchanging a few friendly taunts and nudges. Yeah, weird that this photographer happened to be there.
You can't help but be
a bit
of a cynic in this world.
Yeah.
We live in cynical times, punters and dribblers. We just do. But the Nike socks, not
the Nike socks,
look.
No, well, it's, I mean,
not a good look. Well, if this is an Adidas sponsored thing,
yeah,
I'm
that's
furious.
What I mean. That's what I mean.
No, I think this is just them. This is what the fucking athletes do. They go do athletic shit.
Yeah, I don't know, true. But they're both wearing like matching tops and bottoms Adidas kit. Not like I've just chucked a shirt on and I've chucked shorts on. Like I'm wearing my matching Adidas.
They'd get all this shit though. That's the thing. They'd be given all of this. I agree with you, Dave. But like, why? How can you be wearing Nike socks unless she has a sock sponsor?
Yeah, the socks thing, if this is an absolute paid thing, then she's not wearing Nike socks. There's just no way. And I think that all the shit they own's Adidas because they get it all for fucking free and they're not allowed to wear anything else.
Mm.
Well, they're not supposed to wear anything else.
I'm prepared to say that just those socks is enough for me to think that it's just young love.
Yeah, I believe in love, Tom.
But then this fucking Jaden Seyfarth media mode is just a real piglet getting down there. Well, how the fuck do you even know that's happening?
So it says, see our exclusive pics and video. Exclusive.
So he sold it, though.
So, yeah, he must have been notified somehow. He was the only one there that got these photos. So I don't know if that's through Adidas or just them messaging.
I wonder whether if you ever got to if you're like a Mary or a Nath, and, you know, you had a mate who was fucking, you saw all this media shit that was like how much people were foaming at the arsehole for you. You had some mate who just wanted to like fucking make some money. Like, oi, we're going to go and kick a footy later. Like, just come film us and sell it. Like, you just create money for people out of nothing.
You could, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty tacky.
I'm not saying they're doing that. I'm just saying.
You're saying it's possible. In a world of possibilities, that's one of them.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying this in this world,
yes,
where this could be, or where we aren't sure this is even a fucking a nice little guerrilla marketing campaign.
I'm going to believe in love.
So am I.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here in the second week of January and I'm going to believe in love.
And you know what else I'm going to say is like, don't fucking take photos of them when they're doing shit in public together. Like if they're at dinner, like leave them alone.
Yeah, well, that's not how people operate, man.
I know, it's wild.
Everything needs to be vlogged and fucking, you know, easy for us to say, get it. You know what I mean? Everything needs to be filmed these days. And it makes me sick.
Ooh.
Yeah, everything needs to be recorded.
Yeah,
these
I know.
Days.
Everyone's
it just makes me absolutely
it's
sick,
fucking ridiculous.
Dude.
So Jaden Seyfarth is—he's not too old. He'd be what? He was 20 in 2017, so he'd be mid to late 20s. He's made a bit of a name for himself as a paparazzi guy. He's had some airline bans against him. He's been accused by Russell Crowe of stalking him. So he's like a proper paparazzi.
Oh, this guy's
paparazzi.
Just a bit of a sick piece of
shit. He's a pap, so he follows old mate. He's probably got trackers on his car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sort of shit. Thanks, Johnny. What are you doing, mate? How's your trip been?
He's not. We can't. People aren't going to hear him.
What are you want
talking to me?
Put him on Dior's fucking mic for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll go.
Come have a seat. Come sit in the big dog seat.
So what's been happening, mate?
Mate, it's been back for a couple of weeks. Me and Eddie, we had a good night last night on the in Bondi. Then we
last
had a good
night, did you?
No, night before.
Was that
Saturday? It was last night, mate.
Oh, Saturday night, mate. All the days kind of blend into one. Been here for 3 weeks, just dribbling, been at the cricket, and just, you know, gallivanting around, catching up with some old flames, you know, man. There's a few of those around. It's ladies, if you're listening, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah. But so as like, you're like, you're the original king dribbler.
I am.
How do you, a few people been sort of like coming at you a bit this year, being like, you know, what the fuck, how does he have that title?
Yeah, really, what does he do for
what
it?
What does he actually do?
Nah, it's
fair. He got a baggy green? Like, what are you?
Yeah, no, it's fair enough. Scotty Bellotti, he's been coming for me. He's the king of memes, but his content, like, we've actually been, we messaged quite a bit. He's coming to Vegas. He's hot and horny for
Is
Vegas.
Is he coming to Vegas?
Bro, he's coming to Vegas. You don't know this.
No, I don't.
Bro, two KDs combined? Oh, mate. Recipe for disaster. Yeah, it's going to be huge. So we're excited for that. So Scotty Bellotti, excited to see
about, John fucking getting me into trouble in Vegas.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, really, Steph is? Mate, the last concert I went to, Steph, we went to Ja Rule with Talia Cox years ago. Kaz pulled out. It was me, Talia, and Steph at a Ja Rule concert. Eve, Ashanti.
And they came back, bro. They came back to the house.
So dribbly.
It's ridiculous. Came back to the house afterwards. I'm like, where are you guys all going? Like,
is she worried about you because she knows John?
She's just a bit of a wild bit of gear, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a bit of gear.
Yeah, John's weaseled his way into our Vegas trip, which should surprise no one.
Well,
of course.
No, but I'm very excited about it as well.
I'm excited about it.
Having John along for the ride.
Yeah, that's right. Trundle life for John.
Yeah. Mate, make sure it's long. Make sure it's a double trundle because I'll be getting birds back there.
Surely. Oh, no, you won't.
Surely.
No, you won't.
Who are you living with? Yeah, three other dudes?
Go back to their room.
No, mate, make sure it's a king trundle, please. King trundle for the king dribbler.
King trundle.
Mate, there'll be no fucking...
King trundle.
Come on.
You'll be sharing a trundle with Tobler, mate.
Tobler. I sleep naked, Tobler, so look out, bro.
That's fine. Tom snuck into my bed once, so I'm...
Oh, yeah, that's right. How did that go?
He's used to it.
I went down like a lead balloon. It was second day on the job, and Tom's trying to fuck him.
Yeah, he's this creepy boss. That's an HR in Dynamo.
Yeah, we don't have HR, though, so...
Oh, okay. Who's head of HR?
Me. So,
yeah. No, I'm pumped for Vegas, fellas. Thank you for letting me chime in.
Hey, it's fucking oath. It'll be mad.
No, but I think this is my time to announce that I'm actually the VP of socials on this trip.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, so that's self-appointed. Yeah. So anything social is all
to me. You're coming over as an employee.
Of course.
We actually thought a more appropriate term would be CEO, Chief Expenses Officer.
Chief Expense Officer.
Yeah, he's our CEO.
Yeah. He knows how to rack up a bill.
I'll be holding that credit card, boys.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's it. You'll be technically working for us if we need to get any
I think it's part of it is that you need to provide some value.
Yeah.
And that may mean fucking holding a camera from time to time.
100%. No, absolutely.
Even if it's on a phone,
Even if it's on a phone.
Mate, if you've seen my 21st video, you know I'm good with the camera. You seen that? Remember that video?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I haven't.
It's fucking, it's dribbly.
It's dribbly.
The start's extremely dribbly.
It is. It's good, though. It's good stuff.
But isn't him filming it himself? Or is he the editor?
It's like editing and shit. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But it's like them hopping out of a fucking van that's been Dutchy and shit. Okay. You know what I mean? Right. It's all very...
I've seen some videos.
It's all very 21st.
Right. It's very 21st-y.
You've seen some videos
John film. I don't know if it's a 21st.
That's the one I was specifically mentioning.
Yeah. Oh, the one? The sauna one?
Those ones. Yeah, you know that, dog. That's some of my best work.
Anyway.
You'll be seeing a bit more of KD.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, I'm very excited, boys. I think I'm going to get tickets here to the Sphere, to U2.
Is that still going to be on then?
Yeah, KD. So actually my parents, Gabs and Steve, Mrs. KD and Mr. KD, the ones I learnt everything from, my old man and my mum. Mama and Papa KD, they're going to be in town. So they're going on the Friday night. So I was thinking maybe we go that night or on the Thursday. But
we got to work out when is the game on Friday?
Saturday. The game's Saturday, Arvo. Back
Let's
to back.
Go Thursday because they might be Zoo might fight on Friday night.
Oh shit!
There's a chance there's like boxing on the win.
Oh mate, but surely St. PVL could hook us up with ticks.
Well, we'd be trying to go for sure. But
100%.
I don't know where the PVL's your man. It might be even if George Rose.
It just depends. The boxing fights are very rarely on Fridays in the US.
Exactly. That's the thing. But I'm just wouldn't you prefer to keep options. That free no, no, and no. just lock in a U2 Sphere show?
Yeah. No, I'm all over that.
Go Thursday.
Okay, because I do have that. I've made dinner reservations on Friday night at the new Fountain Blue, the new hotel I tried to get us to stay at. It's just in town from Miami. It's called Komodo. It looks sick. Don't worry, boys. It's all good. I've teed all up. Yeah. It's going to be a sick trip. Can't wait. Yeah.
Sweet. Beautiful. I am actually pumped.
Yeah.
Tobler will be missing out on all of it because he'll be back in the hotel.
Tobler's going to be working like a dog.
He'll be chained.
Fucking up. Chained. Absolutely chained.
Well, that's all she wrote.
Yeah, that's it.
Punters and dribblers. That's been an absolute pleasure. I'll see you all a couple of weeks.
Well, on your Zoom, buddy.
Yeah, on the Zoom. That's right. On the camera on the laptop.
Yeah.
Which has been fixed. They did a great job. It's like brand new, but it's not. But it is. They just changed the screen, all the fucking
I thought you bent the fucker.
They just put it in a new chassis, mate. Put a new chassis.
Oh, okay.
But everything inside still works, so I didn't lose anything.
That's nice.
Thank fuck.
Yeah.
Because we did have stuff on there that...
It would have been nice. We probably might be trying to back it up.
It's trying to cloud that up.
Yeah.
Because it'll be annoying having to redo those.
Yeah, that would be.
Shout out to the panel. Shout out to the dribblers. Shout out to me. And to Tom, who came in the second week of January, which we didn't need to do.
Didn't have to.
We didn't need to do that. But we did it because...
We love you.
We worked too hard. So don't forget that. Don't forget that your dads are just the best in the business.
2024 underway. Let's go.
Bye-bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.